Up is item 406.
406, appoint Jahan Nani to the Citizen Review Committee Advisory Board to the Independent Police Review, a division of the City Auditor's Office.
And I see Director Sevier is here. Come on up, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Mr. Mayor, members of council. I am here with Jahan Nani for her to be approved by you folks to serve a three-year term on the Citizen Review Committee. Ms. Nani is an astoundingly great candidate, multilingualist, and to kind of show the depth of her concern and dedication to the city. While she was in graduate school, her thesis was about possible strategies to prevent gentrification while the city rebuilds. Huh? So it's an amazing, I think, level of dedication that we seek on the Citizen Review Committee. As you folks know, it is an important task that we ask community members like Ms. Nani to serve. And we at IPR work very hard to get qualified candidates, and I've just reviewing Ms. Nami's background, I've just been reminded again the hard work that IPR staff members like Irene Konev engage in to be able to provide quality candidates for your approval. And a quality candidate of the quality of Ms. Nani is just astounding. So I'm very excited about her service on the CRC, and we have a lot of things in front of us in the next several years as the as we kind of go through the settlement agreement, as well as the project that the Citizen Review Committee has before it. And Ms. Nani is prepared to have some brief remarks.
Very good. Yeah, we'd love to hear that. Thank you for
thank
being
you.
Here.
Mayor Wheeler, members of the council, thank you for having me today. It's an honor to be here. I've lived for many years in several police states, repressive police states, and I understand what it is to live in a place where the police is only accountable to the people in power. I've also lived in places where there is a vacuum of power and there is no police force to serve local residents. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity that Portland provides for community members to actually hold the police accountable, and I look forward to being part of the solution in improving relations between community and the police force.
Very good. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Colleagues, any thoughts, questions? I'll just say this. Thank you for your willingness to step forward. All of these issues are complicated. They take a lot of time, and there's a lot of research involved and a lot of listening to the community involved, and the pay's not very good. So we're always delighted when we have somebody of your caliber of both lived experience as well as technical experience being willing to serve in that capacity. So personally, I want to thank you, Jahani, for your service.
Thank you.
This is a resolution, so I don't know if there is any public testimony on this item.
Yes, we have two people signed
Very
up.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan Handelman and Ethel Galares.
Come on up. 3 minutes, name for the record. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. I am Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch, and this seems to be kind of a regular monthly gathering now where we're putting new people on the Citizen Review Committee. There's been a lot of people who have left in the last year. In fact, we track membership, and I think I told you last time that more people have left in the last year than left in since 2003, when five people quit all at once and another person left later that year. Hopefully, the changes that were made in the settlement agreement that no longer push the committee to try to hold their hearings within 21 days of a person filing an appeal will make things easier for the committee members. We have nothing particularly we find nothing particularly objectionable about Ms. Nami's nomination to be on the committee. We saw her take part in the retreat this past Sunday that the CRC held. I'd be interested to hear an answer about how she came to meet with Chief Marshman's wife three times to talk about Michelle Alexander's book, which is mentioned in her application, as you know, since you are required by the ordinance to read that. We also discovered, though, through the application that she's in her 30s, and so that doesn't change the issue that we've been bringing to you for almost a year now, that there are very, very few people over the age of 40, or only one over the age of 50 on the CRC at this point, and none are retirees. They're all working, and that's part of the reason they're not able to get as much done as they were in the early days when perhaps there were too many retirees on the board. So the pendulum swung too far the other way. Also, one of the things that was discussed at the CRC's retreat is that in order for the CRC to get all these things done, they need to have their own staff person. IPR provides a staff person who does support work for the CRC, but it's not somebody who is at all their meetings or taking notes at their subcommittee meetings or really is a champion for them. Furthermore, IPR has cut CRC out of its annual reports, which we haven't seen this year's annual report yet, but I'm sure they probably don't have the same kind of section they used to. They are no longer given their own column in the quarterly reports, and it just seems like somebody has to champion this group, and having their own staff person would help that a lot. And last time, too, when I brought up the issue about the diversity, which is, in fact, in city code, that, you know, the reflection of the city, the makeup of the committee should be a reflection of the city. There was a comment made that you don't want to micromanage the auditor's choices, and it does give this, you know, the council does have the authority to reject nominees. I'm not saying you should reject Ms. Nami's nomination, but, you know, if the CRC and IPR fail to start recruiting people of more age diversity, you're not going to be able to reflect the makeup of our city.
Thank you. And Director Sevier is here, and he's heard your comments as well. Thank you. Next individual, please, Carla.
She was on the wrong list.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
That's all who signed up.
Very good. Colleagues, any further comments, or may I call the roll? Please call the roll.
Fish?
I want to thank Ms. Nami, for stepping up and agreeing to serve. And this is an incredibly important position, and we will try to support you in every way necessary. Thank you. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you, Ms. Nami, for your willingness to serve. And I also want to thank Irene Konev for doing an outstanding job in delivering you here today. I was reading through the impact statement that Irene prepared, and it's an exhausting schedule she leads in the search for qualified members for the CRC. So good job, and thank you. Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you for your service. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for being willing to serve. As you know, it's a lot of work. I'm particularly excited about your international experience. I bet University of Staffordshire sounds absolutely an idyllic place to do sustainability and environmental work. I hope it was a good experience for you. I do share the concerns that Dan Handelman raised regarding the reporting and the staffing of this committee. That has been an ongoing challenge. And I hope that I will continue to have a liaison from the committee letting me know what's going on there. So thank you very much for your work. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I'm obviously thrilled that we have Ms. Nami willing to step forward and serve. Dan doesn't agree with me a lot on a lot of issues. On this one, Mr. Handelman, we're in agreement that all of our city's boards and commissions should do more to reflect the diversity of age. We are not talking about an age-friendly community just so we can talk about an age-friendly community. In order for this to be an age-friendly community, that means people of all ages need to be at the table where decisions are made. And so I would strongly encourage that we do everything we can to diversify this and all committees and boards and commissions around age. Your credentials here are really solid. They're exceptional. I think you're going to be a very excellent contributor to this group, and I want to thank you for your service. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted. Thank you.